more efficient. So we are still working on that. And then we also decided that we needed to redo the kids' area. So we are working on that as we speak. That's only going to be closed to the end of September. The archives will hopefully be ready to go 1st of October, but cross your fingers and keep on this station for further information.
All right. So you mentioned it has turned out to be a big project. So are things going kind of as planned then, Greg?
They are going kind of as planned. We have, and I don't know if I've mentioned this before, a very, very large archives. We have thousands of pieces of archive material, and we have approximately 1 million photographs, negatives, and even glass plate negatives. So through the years, we have accumulated this huge photography collection, so we're addressing that, and then we are addressing things in our collection, or an archives collection, that probably never should have been there. So we are cleaning things up, we are making them far more efficient, and it'll help us when we do our research here, it'll help the public when they come in to do research.
Boy, that adds some questions, but I think I'll wait on those. I'll wait on a couple of questions that I got now percolating in my brain. So let's talk about the Cultura Day that you had last week and really the fabulous activities that were a part of that.
That was a really good, nice event, and it's something we've done. This is the second year we've done it. Hispanic Heritage Month is actually mid-September through mid-October. So as a kickoff for that, us and HOT created this evening for culture, and we had several different Hispanic cultures demonstrated there here at the History Center. So we had music and dancing. We even had a fashion show. And it went really well. It's something that we will continue to do. And we try to reach out as much to the Latinx community as we can because they are certainly part and parcel of this area and this community. So we will continue to do such things.
All right. And what do we notice that tonight? Are we going to be jigsawing at the History Center, Greg?
So tonight, I know it's finally here, the second edition of the Jigsaw Jam Puzzle Competition is here tonight. Now, all the slots are filled. See what I did there? All the slots are filled, but you can come and watch. It's really interesting. It's 500-piece puzzles, and people in groups of one or two or four can put together a puzzle as quickly and as accurately as they can. And last time we did this, or the first time we did this, somebody had their entire 500-piece puzzle put together in right at 1 hour.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it amazed me because in the past when I've done a puzzle that size, it was weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm with you there.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, it was a really fun competition. People really enjoyed it. So obviously it's something we're going to continue to do. But tonight at 6 o'clock here at the History Center is part due of the Jigsaw Jams Puzzle Competition.
I have to ask, Greg, were you surprised by how fast and really the amount of interest for part one, let alone part two?
Oh, absolutely. I thought, you know, this is a kind of a niche fringe thing. We may get 10 people that are active, but we filled up last time, too. People are, there's a lot of puzzlers out there, obviously, and us and Trox and Emporia Main Street got together one day and decided this might be something we can try, and we've done it, and we're going to continue to do it. So we get all the puzzles from Trox, and Emporia Main Street provides other things, and we, of course, provide space. So it's a nice collaborative effort for the downtown people. And so, again, tonight, 6 o'clock, History Center.
Okay, so I think I've learned something. You called them puzzlers, right? That's what they're...
They are, in fact, puzzlers.
Okay. All right, third-floor rentals. Get them in now. You're filling up fast here as we head towards the holidays.
We are very much so. In fact, there's a big chunk of December already booked. So if you have need for a meeting space, rental space, a space where you can get together and do whatever it is that you want to do, if you can call us, call Lisa at 620-340-6314 and see if your date is available, and she will take you from there.
Outstanding.
Good.
Well, Greg, anything else you want to add here for you today?
No, other than it's a beautiful day, or will be a beautiful day, and fall is here upon us, and we are hoping that because of the impending change in weather, there'll be more people out and about, so they're certainly welcome to come and visit the museum here at the Lyon County History Center.
Always good stuff. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
Yeah, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. 56 degrees sunshine, 8:59.
Hartford Harvest Day is here, Saturday, September 28th, starting at 8 a.m. The day is jam-packed full of events. There will be all-day food, the Turquoise Tavern, axe throwing, Great Decisions Escape Mobile Unit, and a climbing wall. The parade starts at 10 a.m., followed by disc golf, kickball, and cornhole tournaments, three-on-three basketball, a baby contest, street dance, and much, much more. The following sponsors invite you to this year's Hartford Harvest Day.
The City of Emporia, a vibrant and welcoming community nestled in the heart of the scenic Flint Hills. The Liquor Hut. Come on down and enjoy all the festivities at this year's Hartford Harvest Day. Open until 11 p.m. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Van Arsdale Funeral Services, proudly serving Lebo and surrounding communities for 25 years. Introducing our new on-site crematory, the only crematory within 50 miles. We also have state-of-the-art pet cremation equipment to better serve the communities you call home.
KVOE Live and Local, 8:59. Time for the sports headlines brought to you this morning by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive. Call 342-2613 when your car needs help. Here's Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Ron. The Kansas City Royals stayed ice cold offensively, but got a fantastic pitching performance, ending a 7-game losing streak.